Okay, so we're here, we're in, we're live, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm here with my guest today. We've not gone on the normal route with the New Music Podcast. I'm joined by Phil Morgan.
Hello.
Who I think a lot of people listening to this will know from the various gigs you've been to over the, last few years.
Definitely, yep.
I'm here joined by Kev, my mate Kev.
Hiya.
All right, mate. Yep. Probably the biggest sharer of Seaside Sessions so far this year.
Love to support.
And, of course, my beautiful other half, Melody, is here.
Hello.
As well. Who's also shared a lot of music and has been here for a few live sessions as well. So it'll be interesting to kind of go through. So we're going to go through a few tracks now, but I just got a few stats to kind of warm our way into this podcast here. So just to go through. So obviously this year so far, we started in March. So it's not been a full year, 9 months or so of the year. And we've done about 74 sessions, I think. Which is pretty cool, pretty impressive. We've got quite a few. There's a couple of doubles in there, so you know, 70, probably about 65 different people have been in the studio. Most appearances so far, Richie Ryan, but it's going to be beaten. You know Richie, of course, Phil. You've met him a few times. Richie's appeared 10 times so far, 5 times with the Harshmellows, four times with Harshmellows, 5 solo, and then he came back and did a special thank you video for me when we hit 1,000 likes, 150,000 views, and 50 sessions, and he rewrote the lyrics to his track Thank You. But he's going to be surpassed by someone who's never really been named, Courtney Jones, the big man himself. So Courtney does accompanying guitar. He's done it for Argyle and Big Steve. He's so far appeared 8 times. He's got another 3 ready to go in the next couple of weeks, and I've also recorded 3 solo tracks with him, and 4 tracks with his band Coco, and 4 tracks with his other band, the Map Agency, which I did outside of the studio. So Courtney's got people have got a long way to go yet to catch up with Courtney's appearances. Back to Richie again, the most linked. So Richie, he was the drummer for Harshmellows in Session, drummer for Spyplane, drummer for Vulpine Hero, and of course he did solo sessions. So it's 4 different links there for Richie, who's now moved away, of course, to beautiful Italy. Where's he gone, Phil?
That was Italy. He's back in the country for Christmas though, so
is he back now?
If he wants to get a few more gigs in, I'm sure he'll...
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I'm sure there's... I was actually talking to a band the other day, I've forgotten who it was now, and they were saying that there's just a shortage of drummers. It's just difficult to find drummers, and you can see why when people like Richie are, you know, they're being tapped up by 3 different bands, because he's obviously the talented one. So most viewed video was the track that was playing over that intro that I just spoke over, guys. That's George Stocken, Golden Sands. That's hit 8,500 views at the time of recording, which is pretty good. Pretty happy with that. You know, it's a beautiful song about the beaches in lovely old Thanet, where we're based down here. But the most viewed artist so far, Dan Veans. He's had 6 videos of his own, plus he appeared on a live track that I did with Luke Barrett from Rapturous, and he's had just over 14,000 views of his videos. So well done, Danny boy, well done. Love old Dan Veans of his blues music. Woo! So right, let's get into this. So what we're going to do, ladies and gents, I'm going to go to each of my guests here today, and we're going to speak about their 5th, 4th, 3rd, and 2nd favourite songs of the year, and then we're going to play them, and then we're going to come back round the table and do our favourite songs. So there's not going to be a great deal of talking after this rambling intro. It's going to be a lot of music, so settle in. And Phil, I'm coming to you first. So let's do this. So tell me, if you would, please, your 5 to 2.
Right, 5 to 2. There is really no particular order between 5 and 2 because they're all fantastic artists. They've got so much variety to offer, and their sounds are so different and really, really unique. So to class them as 5 to 2 would be unfair because they're all exceptional. But starting the list at number 5, I've got Mark Lees and Mojos.
Mark, he was such a lovely bloke, Mark. If there was an award for the nicest bloke I've had in the studio, I think he might get it.
And he's just won an award for one of his songwriting talents as well.
Has
in the last
really?
Couple of weeks. Yeah, last couple of weeks.
Oh, fantastic.
That's credit to him. I think he's Faversham based, and he does a lot of solo gigs around the pubs in the area.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful. And this is a great song. It's really kind of a nostalgia song, isn't it?
It is. It's the song. His youth, and mostly our youth as well.
Well, that's it,
things we're growing up with.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Love that one. And the next one?
Next one down is Little Fishes. A nice surprise there. Great harmony from the band when I heard them play in the Seaside Sessions videos. Mm. I felt that they were really connected. Great tone in vocals as well, and to have all those instruments playing, and the mandolin when that played, that really took me as well.
Wonderful, so it's wasn't it?
Quite a depth of sound there, and excellent vocals from all of them.
I think I see on their kind of literature, their Facebook page and stuff. I think they call themselves the world's first ryegrass band. Is that right? or bluegrass band or something like that, because it's a specific style of music, but they're kind of a subgenre even further down the spectrum. But they're kind of nailing it. They're really doing a great thing at the moment. With they're really kind of in demand, I think, is the way to describe it.
And definitely, I'd really love to see them live in 2018. So if they're playing locally, give us a shout, I'll come along.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm definitely going to try and get them back in the studio as well. So yeah, look out for that in 2018. Okay, next one.
Next one is Spy Plane and Bring Me Your Life, which is excellent to hear Joe sing, and Sherry accompanying Joe as well is a phenomenal sound in itself. I think Sherry's got a real sweet, mellow voice, so delicate, with Joe's giftedness on the guitar and songwriting and composition. That's a great combination. And when Spy Plane play as a band, that's just emphasised so much more.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think I've actually had Joe in twice. I first met him when he was alongside Craig for Volpine Hero. And he came along, of course, with Sherry for Spy Plane. This particular track absolutely blew me away. I just thought it was amazing. And had you not chosen it, it was definitely going to be in my top five. Brilliant, brilliant track. It's just there's some. It was like a raw beauty to it. Maybe Joe wouldn't like thank me for saying this, but he did a couple of takes, because if anyone knows Joe, he's a bit of a perfectionist, you know, and he's very, very good at what he does, but such a perfectionist. And there was at one point where he almost gave up because he just didn't think it was coming off good enough. And I'm so pleased that he persevered, because wonderful, brilliant, brilliant song.
It does. It has a lot of feeling to that song too, so you really should check that out as well on the Seaside Sessions webpage.
Definitely, yes. Thanks for the plug, Phil. And the last song you're going to do, so this is not in any order, but this is the second, your kind of second, or between five and two.
Yep, in that group is Estelle May with the song Nothing. I think Estelle has got a real rocky edge to her voice. I did actually check her out later on the YouTube channels that she has, and she does sound phenomenal with a band behind her.
Yeah.
In the Seaside Sessions, excellent, clear voice, very good lyrics. The vocals are just so skillful, and the guitar playing by herself really did lend herself credit.
Yeah, and definitely. I must say, I was a bit unexpected. You were actually here for that one.
Yeah,
Mel,
I was here
you?
For that one. She's a beautiful-looking lady,
But what I didn't expect is that she's probably only about 5'1".
She's tiny.
But the voice that came out
she's
was just unbelievable.
She's got a great raspiness to her.
She really does,
especially
yeah.
on those high notes. Again, I nearly chose.
You were going to say, yeah, Mel, that's right. You were going to say On the Moon was the one you were going to choose, because after the session, we both had that in our head for about 2 months.
I can only agree, because I would have had that on my list if Phil hadn't
would you have done?
Picked it already.
Fantastic. Yeah. Actually, I'd love to. I'm going to get in touch with Estelle at some point, because I know she comes over. She's based in France, down near the south of France. But I wanted to come back in and do some French songs. I'd love to hear that, you know. So, yeah, okay. So that's Phil's 5-2. And so let's see, I guess give them a listen. So we're going to play them back to back, and we're going to come back with Kev's 5.
Every time I read a headline, a little piece of me falls away. Though I try to make it better, I don't know how to save the day. Am I just getting older? Or is this world just getting cold, getting cold? 'Cause I recall building dams and camping out forever. Long summer days of tranquility. I go to the sweet shop and get two mojos for a penny. In the summer of my memory. In the summer of my memory. Every line and every wrinkle, it's hard to see the boy that I once was. My kids have kids now, what can I tell them? We've all lost the plot and the will and the way. Is this world getting older? Or am I just getting cold, getting cold? But I recall building dams and camping out forever. Long summer days of tranquility. Go to the sweet shop and get two mojos for a penny. In the summer of my memory, yeah. In the summer of my memory. Remember hazy days, and lazy days, and shady days. All of our hopes and dreams made there, laid bare. Is this world just a little colder? Or am I just getting old, getting old? 'Cause I recall building dams and camping out forever. Long summer days of tranquility. I go to the sweet shop and get two mojos for a penny. In the summer of my memory. In the summer of my memory. Ooh, in the summer of my memory. Thank you.
strangers become old news. The night that leads to wisdom, the puddles and the pretty little shoes. But you can run and hide from the May shower.
Bring me deepest fear. tears and I'll face them. Bring me shattered memories, I'll erase them. Bring me the things that can be healed, and I will place them. Into your hands, into your eyes, into your
every night. I think that time you should decide, 'cause my time's still not arrived yet. Nothing, 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 and still nothing, 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 nothing. Upside down, still don't have nowhere to go, and my lungs are filled with cold now. Nothing, 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 I feel nothing, 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 I feel nothing anymore, nothing.
Ladies and gents, so we're back with the big man Kevlar, Kevlar Hawkins, the biggest share of Seaside Sessions so far this year by a mile, I'd say. So we're going into a couple of covers, Kev.
Yes.
There's a few covers out of this top 20. There's a couple of covers. You've got some as well, I think, Mel, haven't you?
Yep.
But yeah, generally we kind of go through the originals. But so, Kev, if you could give us please your 5 to 2.
Okay. Again, in no particular order because it was hard to choose, hard to windle down the list. I'll go with Frankie Swain to begin with.
Frankie, yeah.
Because that song, Heart of Gold, I don't know, it just kind of touched me and just I got me sitting there listening to it. I actually listened to it 3 times in a row. And I was just sat at my desk at work and it was lunchtime, probably a bad day. wasn't after that. I was pretty chilled and relaxed.
Oh, that's nice, Kev. That's nice. Yeah, Frankie's wonderful. Really lovely, lovely girl. And yeah, I just like, I mean, it's been quite male heavy, I would say, the session so far. So it's lovely when I get like Estelle, as you mentioned, Phil, and Frankie's coming as well. And these people are out there doing their thing, and they're getting a bit of success out there. As I've seen a lot of Frankie on social media doing a lot of gigging. So she's very popular, and Heart of Gold is the name of her EP as well. So the title track there. So yeah, wonderful. Great choice, Kev. And now on to the next.
Cool. Next, I'll go with Richie Ryan again. His song Something Raw. Out of all the songs, again, it's another one that touched me, just got me sitting there and really relaxing and chilling. I mean, that is the kind of music I like, so that there was up there for me.
Yeah, definitely. Richie's an absolute legend. As I've already mentioned in my little intro, that he's our sort of our biggest linked with all the different bands. He was part of our most appearances to date before Courtney gets on it. But yeah, Richie's a proper legend. And I must say, actually, I met him when he came in with the Harsh Mellows, but there had already been a session with Vulpine Hero before that, and he'd been sharing everything. And I hadn't met this guy. I just keep seeing on the notifications, Richie Ryan has shared your video. He was a massive supporter early on, and obviously as soon as I met him, you could see just an absolute ledge, loves the local music scene, you know, really supportive of Seaside Sessions and just local musicians in general. So yeah, great to see him on your list there, Kev.
I think if you had a prize for best name, Harsh Mellows should win it.
Harsh Mellows.
It's
a good
my favourite word.
It is a good name.
I feel like they should have merchandise, but actual marshmallows that are, you know, harsh.
Marshmallow
to the
marshmallows.
Like spicy marshmallows.
Get on it, boys. Good
cool.
On, Kev.
Okay, yeah, my next two covers, like you said, mm-hmm. I think they just made their own, so I'm going to go with Free, Just the Two of Us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah,
it's just really good.
Yeah, really, really nice, actually. Really nice. Just a really sort of chilled sort of band, Three. They were lovely guys, and Ginger was the lead singer, and yeah, just really nice. They did three covers. They did Corcovado as well, which I think is what's his name, the Italian opera singer, the blind guy, I think. Bocelli, yeah, Andrea Bocelli. I think it's an Andrea Bocelli song, that's right. Did that, and I remember Ginger was saying at the time that she doesn't speak Italian, she's not entirely sure what the words mean, she just thinks it's beautiful. So they do a great rendition of that, but their version that you've chosen of Just the Two of Us is equally fabulous. Yep. Okay, last one,
I was actually privileged to be here, sat in the room, listening to it. Jack and Halo, believe it or not. It's not often you hear many men trying to challenge themselves with a Beyonce cover.
This is what I love about this kind of thing, Seaside Sessions and other channels like it, and of course the really big ones like the Radio 1 Live Lounge, for example. I love it when you kind of get something like, you get a hip-hop track sung with an acoustic guitar, or you get a rock track sung in an R&B style. I love that, you know, and I think he did a really good cover, actually. It was really nice.
He made it his own, to me.
He did.
That's why I loved it.
It shows the talent of the artist to actually take a song not in his comfort zone and then put his part on it, and it really does sound a smooth finish.
Yeah, it really was. Originally, he was only going to do the three tracks, and then we just spat out,
a cover. Yeah, that's right, you did. Yeah, you were asking him for a few more because he was so good, and that's what he came out with, and it was a banger.
Yeah,
fantastic. All right, wonderful. Let's hear those. Keep your number one in the back pocket there, Kev, and we'll come back to you shortly. So let's go with Kev's 5-2.
I've been dancing with the devil. Maybe I've just lost my mind. Indeed, it's not that hard to handle when you're floating on cloud nine. Maybe I should know better. They always said that you would get into my head. And I don't know what's left to say. Ghost stories never scare me anyway. But your words are loud and clear. And there is nothing left for you. Harder.
becomes a chore. And this isn't what we've been waiting for. Our love becomes a chore. And we both know that we're bored. So our love becomes a chore. And this isn't what we've been waiting for.
Sometimes I feel in need of a new lover, a profound melody. I'm looking for an answer like no other. My sound, originality, yeah. I fall upon my knees and try uncover. Said I'm crawling on my knees to lie and cover. To lie and cover. Seeking out a secret, long-lost brother, a broken harmony. I'm looking to enhance and push him further, complete my symphony. Yeah. I fall upon my knees and try recover. Said I'm falling on my knees till I recover, till I recover. Sometimes, yeah, I fall upon my knees and try to discover. Said I'm crawling on my knees till I discover. Till I discover something. sometimes, sometimes. Just the two of us. Oh, just the two of us. Oh, I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through. Those rainbows in my mind, when I think of you sometimes, I want to spend some time with you. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us, yeah. Just the two of us, building castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I. For love, no time for fear. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things, they come to those who wait, not to those who wait too late. We got to go for all we know. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us, yeah. Just the two of us, building sandcastles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I. Day, 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 day.
Those walls are built, baby, they're tumbling down. Didn't even put up a fight, didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but never really had doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened, never would have had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I'm never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking out, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can see a halo. You know you're my saving grace. You're everything I need and more, and it's written all over your face. Baby, I can see a halo. You know you're my saving grace. I can see a halo, halo, oh, oh, halo. I can see a halo, halo. You hit me like a ray of sun, burning through my darkest night. You're the only one that I want. Think I'm addicted to your light. I swear I'll never fall again, but this don't even feel like falling. Gravity can't forget to pull me back to the ground again. It's like I've been awakened. Every risk I had you taken is the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can see a halo. You know you're my saving grace. You're everything I need and more, and it's written all over your face. Baby, I can see a halo. You know you're my saving grace. I can see a halo, halo, oh, oh, halo. I can see a halo, halo. And I can see a halo, halo, oh, oh, halo.
Okie dokie, back to you, Melody Wonder. Now, I must say, Mel, you're a bit ill at the moment, aren't you? It's kind of this recording has come at the worst time for you.
My voice is about 3 semitones lower than it normally is.
Yeah, so. And there could be a coughing fit at any moment.
Yeah,
so we'll try and keep this brief, I reckon. So let's go for it. What have you chosen for us? Let's
okay,
go 5 to 2.
Number 5, I've chosen our first ever video, which the twinage.
The
beautiful twins, Karczewski twins from the Geordie fan club.
The most awkward surname I've ever tried to spell in my life.
Karczewski.
I appreciate they didn't call themselves the can't even
why
say
did
it,
they
the Karczewski.
Why did they call themselves the Geordie fan club? It was still a cat, wasn't it?
I think it was an old pet, and they set up a random Facebook page called the Geordie fan club, which a lot of their friends liked, and so they were like, yeah, it's a good name. So yeah, they kept it. But that was the very, very first session, going right back to March.
It was, yeah. It was kind of you testing everything out. And,
yeah, absolutely.
For the first time, and the girls, they were only 17 at the time,
yeah.
I think. And yeah, love them. They're lovely girls.
And
the
song you've chosen is the Mumford & Sons cover,
yes,
that they did, Below
Sorry,
My
yeah.
Feet, which is wonderful. I think it's actually still one of my most viewed videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Facebook gets loads more views than YouTube, but that, I think people were searching Mumford & Sons or something at the time, and it you know, shot up to a few hundred views, which is quite nice.
I suppose it's nice having the dynamics of being twins. The vocals match,
yeah,
obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah, nice girls. Okay, what else? What's next?
Okay, number 4 is Howlin' Rick and the Rocketeers with You Ain't Gonna Leave. That's their original, but we saw them down at one of the local pubs, the Fez, and they were fantastic live.
That was so good. And they came in for the session, and they had a gig that night, and they turned up about 6:30.
Yeah.
I had to leave by about 7:30. They wanted to nail 4 songs, and they had time for 3 in the end. And it was the first double bass I had in studio, and with 5 people as well.
And saxophone.
And the sax. And I remember it was about a million degrees in here during the summer when we recorded it as well. So sweat dripping off of them. And Howlin' Ricks lives up to his name, doesn't he?
Yes.
When you see him live, he's got a set of pipes on him, that's
for
sure.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It literally filled the place. There were people dancing around. It's a very 50s rock and roll vibe. And again, with me being a dance teacher, I really identified with that. And they had so much energy when they were, singing at any point, but live particularly.
Yeah.
I loved it, the Zoot Suits.
Yeah, that was
the
fantastic.
Really brought us back to that time, didn't it? So it's
great.
Really
great. And I like, actually, it was the first sort of intro for me personally. A lot of musicians listening to us might think, obviously, we do that. But they kind of self-fund their tours, and they were just, they're from Leeds. They were doing a tour of the Southeast, but they told me they do tours of Europe quite regularly, and they just sort of self-fund. They just do it all themselves. Just get on the road, go and find a few venues, book it out, and just do it. It's great.
And when they were live, they barely did any covers at all.
Yeah, all originals.
Considering the genre,
yeah,
they were singing.
Yeah.
It was all originals.
Absolutely.
Pretty much. And it was great.
Great bunch of lads.
I think it's really good when an artist does their own material. When they do the set list, it's nice to throw a cover in out of 10 songs, but it really is good to hear fresh original music, and it's all crafted from their life experiences.
Definitely.
Yeah, and it was really of the time as well. They, you know, that style, that genre, they'd hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
I love the saxophone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Saxophone anytime.
Absolutely. Okay, next one.
So number three was Murray Phillips, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. I just love the song, and it was a nice cover, really relaxing. I can imagine it just being on in the background and chilling, nice summer's day, glass of wine.
Murray's an absolute lid. Everyone knows Murray because he used to work at one of the local bars in Broadstairs, and he's known as Murray the Barman, makes awesome cocktails.
Yeah.
He's also known as Murray from Funk Mother, the lead of a seven-piece funk band. And this was just a solo acoustic session that he did, and just brilliant. But I've got a couple of songs still to come which are going to be released after this podcast, in the days after this podcast, and one of them in particular is just fantastic. But this, of course, is equally as good. And of course, he's the other half of Shiv, who Milky Negro,
yeah, she's awesome,
who were one of my very first bands in as well. And you know, Shiv's been so supportive of everything we've done at Seaside Sessions.
And well done for the whistling.
The whistling was good, wasn't it?
It's hard.
Okay, and next up, the last one for you now.
We've got Big Steve with his original In Ramsgate. I liked it because it was funny, people. Seagulls do steal your chips.
Absolutely,
and
they do.
That girl has got pretty eyes, and you know, now we've got Weatherspoons, we're generally quite happy.
Oh, it's great. Big Steve is a great bloke as well. He came in, he did a second session recently, which was where this recording took place. His first session was back in the beginning of about April time. And in this session, he and Jay Cargyle and Courtney all recorded on the same night. So I think we started about 6 p.m. and finished about midnight. We did a lot of recording that day, podcasts and sessions. And this song really stands out, and it's become really popular locally, of course, because it's about local town.
If you don't know, Margate's got a Weatherspoons and has had it for a very, very long time. And Ramsgate's had this big, it's an old casino, wasn't it? And it was just lying dormant for ages. And there's been talk for ages of it becoming a Weatherspoons, and then finally, the dream has happened.
Not even just a Weatherspoons; it's a Superspoons.
It's a Superspoons.
It's got massive windows.
I think Steve was saying the biggest. What is? Let me get this right. The biggest Weatherspoons in the world, the biggest pub in the country.
I think
that's
right.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah,
but that's what the song's about.
That's what the song's
has
about.
One,
yeah.
Why don't we? It's a good, funny song.
It is a good one. Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, we'll come back after those four tracks with my 5 to 2.
As the blood through your bones and the light which led us from our chosen homes. Well, I was lost. Now I sleep the hours that I don't weep, when all I knew was paved in black and gold. Well, I was lost.
Shh. Keep the earth below my feet, from my sweat my blood runs weak. Let me learn from where I have been, keep my eyes to serve, my hands to learn. Keep my eyes to serve, my hands to learn. And I was still, I was under your spell, when I was told by Jesus all is well. So all must be well, and give me time. I know your desires and mine, so wrap my heart in ivy and in twine. So all must be well. Keep the earth below my feet, from my sweat my blood runs weak. Let me learn from where I have been, and keep my eyes to serve, my hands to learn. Keep my eyes to serve, my hands to learn. Keep the earth below my feet, from my sweat my blood runs weak. Let me learn where I have been. Keep my eyes to serve, my hands to learn. Keep my eyes to serve, my hands to learn. And keep my eyes to serve, my hands under your spell. Keep my eyes to serve, my hands to learn. Keep my eyes to serve, my hands to learn.
You ain't gonna leave me. Watching the tide roll away, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones
and this loneliness will leave me alone. 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Oh, I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Is shining on the harbor, and a seagull stole my chips. There's a pretty girl stood over there. I was staring at her eyes, and I wonder if she saw me. Or was I sat just too far? Walked off towards the high street, and I stayed at the Belgian bar. And I'm still waiting for my Wetherspoons. Margate has one white on we. Beer and a burger for a fiver. In the town, Morrison's then followed them right out the door. And no more Nigel Farage now. We go the Royal on a Thursday night. All the girls are getting loose. Sticky floors and rubbish DJs. Getting fingered in the goose. Well, I'm still waiting for my Wetherspoons. Margate has one, why don't we? Beer and a burger for a fiver. Cheap booze makes a man. Played the other night, Living Colour and then Little Axe. On you sounds, oh what a sight. Music round here is now on the up, and it doesn't want to stop. Map your route into the industry, still losing.
Margate has one, so do we. Beer and a burger for a fiver. Cheap booze makes a man happy. Cheap booze makes a man happy.
Right then, guys, back with Muggins here, my 5-2. So, straight into this. I knew no one else would choose Bobby C, because I know the sort of the genre of the channel has kind of gone down the guitar band route, but I adore hip hop music. I grew up on it. When my mates were listening to Linkin Park, I was listening to Eminem and Dr. Dre and Tupac. I love it. And yeah, Bobby C from Chromo is my first choice with Blue Moon. He came in and did three tracks with me, and just fantastic. Just
you were very excited when you came home. I remember.
He contacted me and sent me a couple of videos, as everybody does. And I was at the pub that night with my mates. And I showed everyone. I said, I've got this guy coming in. Check out these videos of his. I was so excited. And actually, Bobby's going to be coming in to record a podcast about a week after this podcast goes out. So look out for that, listeners. And subscribe to hear a bit more of Bobby from New York. And yeah, I'm really excited about his 5-minute song challenge in particular, because when I mentioned it to him in the session, he said that basically that's what he does every day. He just makes up songs all the time. So really looking forward to his particular one. Next up, the only person to appear twice in our top 20, ladies and gents, Richie Ryan. I mean, he's appeared a few times with other bands, as we've mentioned already. So, it kind of makes sense that he'd appear a couple of times in this particular list. The particular song I've gone for is "Thank You," and the main reason being is that I just thought it was a lovely song. The sentiment's a little bit funny. So basically, the song is he wrote it when he was 16, living in Ireland. And he wrote it as it was kind of meant to be his acceptance speech when he won all his music awards that were coming his way during his career, right? So he's saying thank you to all his family for putting him where he is. And actually, I asked him to rewrite the lyrics of it to say thank you to the audience when we hit 1,000 likes and 150,000 views and we did our 50th session. And so, yeah, thank you has kind of appeared twice in various different guises there. And I just think it's a lovely song, and Richie's just a lovely bloke, and yeah, really, really happy to kind of have that one in there. So yeah, that's my my fourth song. Number three, it's down as Crybaby Special, but it's Jason from Crybaby Special. The song is London Underground. Crybaby, have you come in contact with them, Phil, on your travels?
Yeah, they're doing a lot more work this year as well, 2018 for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, they are. They're kind of one of the local bands that are really kind of pushing themselves to the next level. I first actually heard about them when the Dreamland music stage opened in Margate here where we record, and the first band on there were Maximo Park from up north. They are obviously a big band, and Crybaby Special were the support act. And I didn't really kind of think much of it then, because I remember going to that was before I started recording for Seaside Sessions, so I just, you know, thought a cool band, didn't really put two and two together until I met Jason and kind of saw what was going on. And and again, really, really nice guy. Really pushed me on to. He got Seaside Sessions out there a lot more than others have done. He's a well connected chap. That old Jason is.
And Medway based as well. That's such a vibrant music scene as well coming
absolutely.
Out of there.
And I must say, I'm a little bit jealous of his beard, because it is magnificent. It really is. It's much bigger than mine. So, props for the beard, Jace. So my second song, keeping number one in the pocket for a minute, Argyle, Flowers She Placed. I know I mentioned just a minute ago that I love hip-hop music, and I did grow up on hip-hop. I love hip-hop. But if I had to choose one style of music, it would be just the standard acoustic guitar, which is obviously what we've had a lot in session over this last year. And I think Argyle just writes beautiful lyrics. And actually, I chose this song because we've spoken about this for the last month or so between the people around the table here. And since I chose the song, he has come back in for a podcast, which was our last episode, ladies and gents. So if you're enjoying our beautiful tones here, go and listen to that. And he mentioned about the song that it was actually a part one and a part two from his debut EP. So Flowers She Placed goes alongside For You. And it's just a beautiful song dedicated to his grandparent, his granddad who died. And it's a really beautiful song. The lyrics are beautiful, the guitar playing is fantastic, and I think Jake he's someone that I could definitely see I don't want to say making it, that sounds so awful, doesn't it, but do you know what I mean? I could see him having a very good career in the music biz. I think he writes beautifully and he's a great performer. Actually, I saw him live as well during a showcase over in Ramsgate a few months back, and he really kind of engaged with the audience really fantastically well. Just a really cool guy. So yeah, that's my number two. Ready to go. Let's get into it, shall we?
Yes. Yeah,
do it.
You've been dreaming of the Gucci, I've been throwing kicks, stop Bruce Lee, you can never get that. Why so juicy, you don't wanna slip on the floor, then I recommend you step back. You want that moolah, pray hallelujah, till I see the beach in Aruba. So hypothetical, thinking critical, dream of the crown, but no ruler. Oh, you wanna test now? You should feel blessed now. I'm about to blow up the industry, I know why you people stressed out. Always been skeptical, not hypothetical, most of y'all don't have the attitude. We on a pedestal, so unforgettable, man, I ain't even that mad at you. Put it in the bag, why you looking mad? Swear's the way that I've been living, ain't the way I always had. Put it in the bag, why you looking mad? Don't get all in your feelings, dog, say, bitch, you can call me the man, wait. Oh, mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh, mama, I don't even wanna lie. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. Real talk, I was running through the back street, shotgun in the glove box at the back seat. That seems like quite a bit of shit you gotta let out. 14, I was so cold when I would head out. Uncles had to let out, I would leave the bread out. All I ever told myself was that I had to get out. And ever since, I've been planning the escape. Mama, you my hero, but you never wore a cape. So much shit, it's gotten me confused. Music doing damage, no abuse. I've been laying back and getting loose. They could feel more golden than the ghost. Topics I would never even introduce would probably get my face up in the nose. Wait, I don't even really give a damn. Might have come a long way. I'm just not the same young man who was in the wrong way. Homies call me for me like fam. Know it's been a long day. Looking to me like you don't understand. Bitch, I'm the man. Get with the plan. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh mama, I don't even wanna lie. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. So conflicted, I ain't even pick it. I just sat with myself for a minute. I'm cooking for grandma, so pass me the skillet. I'm trapped in a void, I don't know how to feel it. Lately, I'm all in my feelings and not into readings. I just need a second to think. I never like to repeat or to fight in the street. I'm a captain, my boat never sink. I'm just trying to fit it in my backpack. You can have that, cause you know how I do my thing. I've been living life like a flashback. Matter of fact, that isn't how I wanna do my thing. Better yet, no more bling, straight up style. Man, I've been running wild. Watch this evolution of a lonely child. Boom, boom, bow down. You can tie my two shoes right now. We be going vroom, vroom right now. Feel just like a blue moon right now. Wait, I've been living life another way. It don't really matter what they say. We was in the backyard, you was with the flashcards. Growing up, you just couldn't play. Thank God my mama used to pray, no way. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh mama, I don't even wanna lie. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time. Oh mama, I've been putting in the time.
Tell me just what is his name.
It's gotta be done, gotta be done. It has to be done. Maybe I should just keep all my dreams for when I sleep. But like a coin of two sides, I got this high tide and a fire burning wild. They're gonna collide. I don't know what to do, but be pleased and say thank you. It's resolved when I see just all I do have. So much better most times than thinking what I could have. But I made it, yeah, I made it. I made it anyway. Yes, I made it, oh, I made it. I made it all the way. But back then, apart from friends, they'd say, just what is his name? Let me tell you my name. Let me tell you my name. Thank you, thank you.
London underground, I'm lost inside my heart. And this feeling like God inside is tearing me apart. And if I wanted to apologize and I do something wrong, you might not be invincible, but I know that you're strong. I'm lost, I'm drunk, I'm underground, I'm asking you for guidance. I've lost my friend, I'm cold, I'm scared, and I thought you were the one, but now you're gone. And I wish I was as strong as you so I could get some sleep. And this thought of you is something that I wish I didn't keep. Now you're colder than the icy winds of winter on my face. And I must sit here like a dog, bite my tongue and wait. I'm lost, I'm drunk, I'm underground, I'm asking you for guidance. I've lost my friend, I'm cold and I'm scared, and I thought you were the one, but now you're gone. Mm-hmm.
on your own. Fooling on your own. Fooling on your own.
Okay then, guys, so the number ones, the back pocket songs we've been keeping back for you. So we're going to go around the table just in the same order. We're going to discuss our number one tracks of the year. But there is no number one. There's four number one tracks. And it's been very hard, very, very hard to whittle these down. And I realise I put you guys in a bit of a position to try and choose. And
Choosing one of our children. That's what you've asked us to do.
I like mine.
Yeah, I do.
Mine's,
I do. I like all of them.
Easily picked it.
And I could have easily picked out 50 number one tracks to be the crop of talent we've got in this county is just so amazing.
Oh, definitely. So let's go in with you, Phil, then first. I think if there was a video on us right now, you'd see Phil's t-shirt and you'd know the band he's about to speak about. Spice Girls.
It really is Tokyo Tea Room, for giving an absolute fantastic performance. The quality and the composition of the writing is amazing. You can get to feel the music as well. It's such a gentle, rolling tune that the band delivers as a whole.
It's fantastic. Autophobia is the one that you've specifically chosen, and they're just wonderful. Really, really great band.
I think Beth has one of the most distinctive voices that I've heard. She's definitely one of my top five female vocalists that I've heard in a generation.
Is that right? Well, high praise. High praise indeed. Kev, over to you. Number one track.
Well, my number one is another one which I actually sat with and was in the room, and it's the Simon Brothers project. Icy Red. And yeah, it's just the lyrics touched, the melody, everything just... Yeah. I could sit there and listen to it all day.
It really was. I particularly like the guitar in this one. It's Aaron and Sam of the Simmons Brothers, and Aaron's voice, he's got kind of a... I can't really explain it. He sounds like someone, and I've been thinking this ever since their session, and I can't put my finger on it, but he's got such a wonderful voice. But he was saying to me that... In gigs, like you here, I think you probably heard the same conversation, Kev, that in gigs a lot of people will kind of think that he's the band, so they try and write songs that show off the guitar skills of Sam as well, because he sings backing, that's all, he doesn't do much else apart from the guitar. So, and this particular song was just so good, the guitar was fantastic.
But they're both equally as good, really. It's just, they're both brilliant.
I'd just like to say at this point, obviously I'm going to mention mine in a minute, but I had three number ones, and one of them was that song, and the other one was Spy Plane, Bring Me to Life, which you mentioned earlier, Phil. So it kind of done me a favour that you two chose those, because that whittled down what I was going to choose as my number one. But it is such a hard choice, it really is. Over to you, Melody.
I was in the room when this one was done. Daisy Tickle, I actually liked her cover, her Luther Vandross cover.
Yep.
But I've gone for her original, Mr. Right. And when I listen to music, I either get carried away.
Okay.
With either the atmosphere of the piece or the lyrics. And instantly, when I was listening to this one, the lyrics made me want to choreograph, because I'm a dance instructor.
I think I said to you at the time, like,
this could be a nice solo or a duet. Because the piece she's done, it's very storytelling, and again, I try and do that with my choreography. I don't like just singing for the sake of singing or dancing for the sake of dancing. Something that's got to take your audience somewhere emotionally. So this one, it's a really sweet little story, and I thought it was cute, and it took my imagination somewhere.
Mr. Right is the name of the song. And actually, it's funny, because when Daisy messaged me to kind of get in session, it was a little bit tentative and a little bit nervous, because she said to me, is it okay that I come on, because I've only got one original. Obviously she'd heard everyone else doing original after original, whereas her and her boyfriend, I believe, is her guitarist, she almost kind of didn't want to come on because she thought she didn't have enough material. And as it turns out, one of the number one songs of the year.
Woo.
Well done, Daisy. And also, what a surname, Tickle, brilliant. and mine, so I've gone with Solar 90s. A big fan of these boys. I really think that these guys could really kind of, again, to use the horrible phrase, make it big. You know, the particular song I've chosen is Fragile at the Disco. I almost changed it to one of their songs they did in the most recent session, which is Friend of a Friend, which is their most recent single, which you can get on Spotify right now. But I went back to the first session, just because there was that, I remember when I first heard them, and I was texting people, some friends, and said, I've just had this band in. They're just amazing. They're fantastic. You know, I remember that night after doing the session, and since then I've become quite good friends with Jake, the lead singer, and I do another podcast, a football podcast, and his one of their tracks appears on the podcast as the intro. And yeah, so kind of got to know the band really well, and really pleased for them. And so yeah, Fragile at the Disco, my number one track of 2017. So there we go, guys. Right, so let's play these four tracks in, and then we'll do a little goodbye at the end, and that'll be your lot for 2017.
All the worries you can, each second you spare, every word you say takes my blues away. Mm-hmm.
right behind my eyes. It changed my mood. The way I look at you, I see red.
Nancy picks her dancing dress in a boutique close to home, paired with dainty kitten heels, groomed from head to toe. She twirls around in circles, wishing that tonight she'll be crowned the dancing queen and awarded Mr. Right. 6 o'clock, no later, Nancy walks into the dance. Dozen guys dressed to the nines, searching for romance. Across the hall, they lock eyes, he danced with her all night. At that moment, Nancy knew she found Mr. Right. Someday, I wish upon a star that we may swear upon our hearts and we'll vow till death do us part, cause darling, you're my Mr. Right. Summertime, 3 months gone by, Nancy's no longer alone. Dinner dates to celebrate how far their love has come. Sneaking out at 12:30 just for a kiss goodnight. Back to bed when Nancy rests and dreams of Mr. Right. Half a year he sheds a tear as he wishes this would change. Arguments in parking lots, we've finally gone insane. Nancy takes his hand, explains that she don't wanna fight. You mean everything to me, you're my Mr. Right. Someday I wish upon a star that we may swear upon our hearts and we'll vow till death do us part, cause darling, you're my Mr. Right. 10 a.m. 12th of June 1952, Nancy walked the aisle to her favorite dancing tune. Hand in hand they thanked the band that played for them all night. Two as one they become now Nancy's Mrs. Right.
Oh,
Right then, ladies and gentlemen. So, happy new year. Happy new 2018. Let's see how many sessions we can get done. 74 in 2017. I reckon we can hit 100 in 2018. That'd be pretty amazing. Thank you so much, Phil, for coming down and recording this session with us.
It's great to be invited, and just keeping that live music going in the areas in Kent.
Absolutely. And hit up Perpetual Photography for all of your photographic needs for any bands and whatnot.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm changing over the website from the weddings and engagements over to music, so I'll be pushing that shortly.
Absolutely. Well, I think you should, because you do take a hell of a lot of photos of bands, and fantastic eye, I must say.
Cool, and it's all the great artists that really do help the photographs work.
Yeah, definitely. And Kev, thank you so much. Hope you keep up the sharing in 2018.
I intend to, yeah. It's been great just listening to all the different music and original tracks.
It is nice, isn't it, going back over them, because I'd forgotten some. I'm here, obviously, for every session, and then editing every session. I hear every track a number of times, and even I'd forgotten some of them. It's just great to go back through again. And and also Melody, of course, thank you so much for being by my side as always.
That's
many
okay.
More sessions for 2018, I reckon.
I can bear that burden.
So obviously that was our top 20. No specific order apart from the number ones, the four number ones. But special mention, I'm going to play out now with Big George Stockton, the most viewed video this year, about our beautiful golden sands in Thanet. So thank you very much, George. Thank you very much, you guys. Thank you very much, audience. We'll see you next year.
Live in a little town by the sea. When it's sunny, it's so pretty. And when the darkness comes, you'll watch the stars with me. The stars shone so brightly up in the sky. You can't even see a cloud passing by. But we'll listen to music too and pass the time. And I can't wait to call you mine. When I was younger, I saw all the signs. Won't you run with me? Won't you take my hand? Well, I'll show you the golden sand. I've been telling you, well, all along, one day I would write you a song, and you'd be so happy that you'd start to cry. 'Cause darling, you're the apple of my eye, and I'll do my best to treat you right. I can't wait to call you mine. When I was younger, I saw all the signs. Won't you run with me? And won't you take my hand? I'll show you the golden sand. Younger, I saw all the signs. Won't you run with me? And won't you take my hand? Well, I'll show you the golden sands.